Well, as growers know, cotton and peanut prices are not nearly where they would like to see them, while on the other hand, corn and soybean prices are very attractive. And one thing I'm hearing from a few growers is they are seriously looking at a few more acres of both corn and soybeans next year. That's exactly what Alan Edwards, a farmer from Jay, Florida, is saying.
I'm thinking about planting a few acres of corn and some soybeans. I wish I'd had a lot of beans this year, but this area used to be corn and soybeans and peanuts and cotton, and it's kind of hit or miss, you know, without irrigation.
Soybean prices in the past did force a lot of farmers to go back to cotton and peanuts, but as Edward knows, that is changing again.
A few farmers around starting to plant a few more acres, and I didn't have any this year, but I'm thinking about kind of busting it up, putting a little corn and a few soybeans along with the cotton and peanuts next year.
With a glut of peanuts this year and a lack of a contract, he said if they stay at the loan price, it's going to be barely a break-even year for him, and thus makes planting more corn and soybeans next year a better option. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.